Okay, that's good.
Okay. Welcome to our brand new podcast where we talk all things telly with me, Claire.
And me, Rebecca. Each week we'll be chatting through what shows we've been watching.
And we'll be keeping you in the loop as to what you should be series linking in the coming 7 days.
At the end of the episode, one of us will pick something for the other to watch so we can chat about it next time.
And we'd love it if you would tune in along with us.
This is Spilling the TV. Claire.
Rebecca.
The final episode.
Yeah.
The long-awaited final episode.
I hope it's worth waiting for. Sure it will be.
So we took a little bit of a break between a few holidays mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. work and stuff. Mm-hmm. But we did think, you know what, we may as well do a final of the series before we wrap for the summer properly.
Nice round number.
And nice. Is this number 10?
It is.
Why can I never remember the numbers?
Yeah, number 10.
Number 10, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, how long have we been doing it? Probably, when did we start?
Couldn't tell you. I can't even tell you my child's name some days, Claire, to be honest.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, number 10.
Number 10.
And I'd say we're a good 15 weeks in.
Probably. Actually, yeah, that makes sense. I feel like number 10 is going to be pretty loosey-goosey in terms of any format.
I think that's a fair analysis.
Yeah. Have you done loads of prep for tonight? Because I haven't.
No, I haven't. I'm just dying to see you.
I know.
And any excuse. And I just think it's nice to finish something off.
I think you're dead right.
Yeah.
So we're thinking we'll take a break for the summer. We'll come back in the autumn. Mm. But before we break, can we just jump into Love Island?
Oh, yeah.
I'm dying to know your thoughts because sometimes I think you read into things better than I do. Like you call the Jax thing from the start, whereas I'm still a little bit like, sure, God love him. I know.
Oh, no.
I know. Yeah. I know you are very strong on the anti-Jax.
Yes, no, I didn't. I thought he was a misogynist from the minute he walked on. I didn't like the way he spoke to women from the get-go. It was all about,
He actually creeped me out from early doors.
I remember that.
Yeah.
But he's gone now.
He's gone. And but I was actually thinking about this. And I know the last time we recorded, I made this very bold statement.
One of many, I'd say.
Yeah. I made the statement that I rarely really like someone.
Yeah, you did.
And then not like them.
Are you going to go do a U-turn?
So I often would not like someone initially and then go, they're actually not too bad. But I very rarely really like someone and then end up not liking them.
Okay, so?
So I absolutely adored Dami at the start. And now I want to puke or punch or something every time he comes on.
What do you think it is? Is it that like the guy is kind of formed like they kind of indulge each other in poor behaviour, don't they?
They do, but also I think that Dami just couldn't keep up the facade for as long as he needed to. And also just on reflection, if you listen back to what Dami says all the time when he's giving the boys advice, it's always these generic, stereotypical, generalised statements about women. You know, girls need you to say this, or women need this, or women do. So it was never, you know, specific advice about a particular person or event. It was all these, you need to play the game.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And that doesn't last long enough when someone's on show for 12 weeks or whatever it was.
What do you think of him and India as a couple?
No. I think she probably likes him a little bit more than he likes her, but even at that, I just don't see a chemical romance. Chemistry. And he certainly will be away like a hot snot.
Are you totally up to date now? Tuesday and so I'm exactly the same, I'm up to date.
Yeah. So what do you think of them?
Of Dami?
Yeah. And India.
As a couple, I think she really tried to not be kind of walked over, but I think she just really likes him. And I always think maybe there are sides to them that we don't see, but yeah, he's not coming across great, is he?
No, I think there are possibly things that he's doing that are instigated by the producers.
Yeah.
And he's their fall guy. But at the same time, I think he is a bit of a shit stirrer.
Yeah.
And I also was so disappointed in India when he spoke to Summer, when he told Summer to shut up.
I know.
And called her fake.
Yeah.
That was a massive
red flag. He was really aggressive there, wasn't he?
He was aggressive. And if India wants to see how she'll be treated in the future, take a look at how he treats other women now.
Yeah.
And she just ignored it. And it was almost like she was quite...
flattered?
Reassured by him siding with her, showing that he liked her more or whatever. So disappointed in the two of them.
My Dammy thing is always overshadowed by Luca, who I just... I don't know what it is, but I just think he's really insecure, and then that insecurity manifests in like really snide remarks, and he's really defensive, and he's really, I just don't think he's that pleasant. And like, it's a pity, because at the start you could see he's got lovely attributes and he's funny and he's whatever, but I really still really like Gemma.
Oh, I love Gemma.
Yeah,
I love Gemma. I have never seen a 19-year-old carry herself with such composure in any programme ever before.
Yeah.
I mean, when I think back to when I was 19.
I know.
You know, you keep it up in professional capacities for a while, but I mean, she's just so unflappable.
I know, she's brilliant. She's lovely. She's such, because she's good with the girls, she's good with the guys, she's just fun. She's very no-nonsense. She's funny.
She's really funny, and she doesn't take any crap from the girls either.
No.
Like, she doesn't plumose.
No, she definitely doesn't.
She doesn't massage anybody's ego.
Yeah.
But she's a good sounding board. She gives good advice.
Yeah.
As Laura O'Mahony would say, she spits those facts, and she really, really does.
Yeah, she does. What are your thoughts on Ekin-Su?
I love Ekin-Su as a main character. Like, without Ekin-Su, it would have been very... serious and very, they all took themselves quite seriously. But Ekin-Su's just gives me, like, I mean, she makes me laugh out loud every single day. I do think there's a massive part of her who convinces herself that she is in love with Davide.
You don't think they are?
No. I think she has convinced herself, and she's almost convinced him. And I think they'll last for as long as it is lucrative for them and works from a
financial aspect.
Financial and profile point of view. But she is very self-aware that she's very aware that she is the main character.
Yeah.
Even the way she refers to herself in the third person sometimes.
Ekin-Su. Who is your winning couple? Like, it's really hard. There's no one.
Oh, the winning couple for me are definitely Davide and Ekin-Su.
Do you think?
Yeah, but I would love for the crack. I would love Davide just to keep the money. Just to do something.
Can you imagine where he just went, who was the guy that she snuck up to the terrace with? And he went,
Jay.
That's for Jay. What do you think about Adam and Paige? It got really intense really quickly, didn't it?
Yes. So I've said from the very start, and my daughter, who's 15, just kept saying she couldn't see it. And I said, she is deeply insecure. I think her self-worth is built hugely on how appealing she is to men. I think that's why she is very, very well liked within the villa, because she will never upset anyone.
Although she was quite unconfrontational with Luca.
She was. But maybe she's just decided that he's a pleb. Like, he is a pleb.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere, kind of, didn't that conversation?
That was such a mad conversation.
Yeah.
For him to even be thinking, like, what age is he?
At 23 or something.
Yeah.
You think they're kind of older, don't you? Or is that just because we're older?
No, I think there are elements of them that they're so worldly in a way.
Yeah.
They present as older. Not more precocious in a way, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, but so when she had, anyway, but getting back to Paige, when she had that little breakdown of being threatened by Natalia when she came in, she says, you know, I'm just a little, you know, paramedic.
Yeah, I know from, I don't have that. I know I don't, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, she's all about the sexiness and all about the seduction and all about, you know, but it's obviously, it's not inner. It's just a performance. Do you know what I mean? I think all of that's a performance and it's exhausting.
Mm.
And I don't know how long she'll be able to sustain that for.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Her and Adam, do you think he likes her as much as, like, it's a bit intense for, I mean, what is he in there, 2 weeks?
Yeah, but do you remember him from the last time he was
with
on?
With Zara.
He was so intense with Zara.
Was he?
So he was really horrible to Rosie, I think she was called. He was really, like, he totally gaslit her and he was rotten to her. And then he fell for Zara,
yeah.
And he had blinkers on.
Hook, line and blinker.
Yeah. Hook, line and blinker. Yeah.
Dying to know what you think of Tasha and Andrew.
Oh God. Oh, it's so complex, that relationship.
Yeah, they kind of just deserve each other now, don't they? They're kind of just...
I think so.
She's kind of convincing herself, I think.
I don't think that she did anything very wrong. Like, I don't think she did anything that different from Paige.
No, I don't think she did anything very wrong in the context of Love Island.
No.
Where they all chat to whoever they do. But I think it was really clear that he was more into her than she was into him. And I think the lads, for some reason, decided it was their business to take issue against her. Now, they completely went over the top. But I did always think Tasha was always trying out whoever came in to see if there was someone better than Andrew.
But I think that's what she should have done.
I know.
I think that she was totally entitled to do that. The only time when I thought, now catch yourself on, was when she was telling Andrew that she was really into him, and she was in the bed with Billy and she was like still like stroking him and stuff. And
yeah, I know.
And then when she'd also told Andrew that she wanted to be with him, and then she was worried that she'd really closed the door on Billy.
Yeah.
But I mean,
they're so young.
They're so young, and I mean, like, if you're with someone and you like them, you're not gonna know, you're no commitment to them, you're not gonna know who's gonna walk through the door.
Andrew, I thought, was really nasty at Casa Amor. I thought his the way he was with Coco and the way he was about Tasha was just really,
it was awful,
wasn't it?
It was awful.
Yeah.
And he's a really angry,
insecure person.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know, will they last her going home and watching Casa Amor through?
No.
Because he said things about her personality. Do you remember you say things like, oh, me and Tasha never laugh like this. And I know he was angry and all this, but I don't know why he was that angry. But so overall, you're enjoying the series?
Oh, I think it's been a great series.
Yeah.
Now, I really thought that this week was going to be painfully boring, but the first look tonight looks like Luca.
Because the talent show was rubbish last night.
Oh, awful. Awful. Although I did really enjoy Gemma and Paige. I thought that was a nice fun side of Gemma that we need to see more often.
That's true. Sorry, I cut across you there. What were you saying that tonight's teaser was?
Oh, so it looks like Gemma and Luca have a bit of a bust up, and it looks like it's all centered around Gemma really giving Adam a good old snog in the challenge. I think, from what I can see.
Oh, so that's good. I'm definitely going to watch that this evening.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. Totally.
Do you know what it is? It's just such good escape, isn't it? It's
but it's pure anthropology. Well, you heard about, you heard snippets of my crazy weekend.
No.
So, on Friday evening, I got a phone call to say that Hugo, my 13-year-old, had gotten a last minute place in Irish college.
Mm-hmm.
He really wanted to go, cut a long story short, put him on a ferry to the Aran Islands where the principal of the Irish school was meeting him. And
which of the islands was he meant to go to?
This year.
Okay.
Gorgeous. Last ferry of the evening, and poor Hugo got off at Inishman, and the time he realised he was on the wrong island, there was not one person around him.
God.
The mist was down, the rain was down, and we had no plan. We was going, what? So he ended up staying with a woman on the island.
So sorry, he rang you, obviously.
Yes, well, he was ringing me and he was telling me he was really scared because John wasn't there to meet him. And I said, oh, don't worry, he's not going to be there until 1:30. And I phoned John, or left a message with John. I pulled in, left a message with John saying he was at the pier and he's really nervous because you're not there. And I get a call from the college saying John's at the pier and the boat isn't in yet.
Oh, no.
And meanwhile Hugo was in contact with my daughter, and he basically just sent her a picture of the two islands and where he was and the line going to the other island. He said, I'm on the wrong island and I'm freaking out.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
So, which a lot of adults would freak out about. But we finally got the whole story together the following day. We didn't really get the full story until the following day. But a lady and her daughter were getting off the boat, said to Hugo, can we bring you somewhere? And he said, oh no, John's meeting me. They went home and said, there's a young lad down at the pier says that John is meeting him. And the husband said, there's no John on the island. Everyone called John is Sean.
Okay. Fair play to them.
Yeah. They said, what age is he? He's always about 12 or 13. He headed down at that stage. Hugo was very distressed. This was about half an hour later.
Oh.
And his mother-in-law took students during the year. So he said, I'll bring you to my mother-in-law's house. Now, we were on the verb. My husband was on the phone to Hugo the whole time. But still, he was on the wrong island with complete strangers.
On his own. But isn't that real kindness, though, as well? That they really,
such kindness.
Yeah.
And such resilience from him.
Oh,
not to, you know,
to completely lose
and then
it.
To get up the next day and to go on ahead.
How's he getting on?
He is having a ball.
Amazing.
He's having a ball. And
did he have pals out there?
So he's five friends who all went on the bus on the Friday, an organised bus. So I was chatting to all Hugo's friends tonight and they want to shout out on the podcast. So we have Johnny and JJ and Jack and Kean and Harry and Hugo.
Amazing.
Hello, boys.
Oh, brilliant. I go so much for Shina Gutanga, Claire.
Sha.
That's brilliant. They're just going to have the time of their lives. I'm
they
glad
are
that worked out.
A ball. A ball. So I'm delighted.
Hugh, the season traveller. That's crazy, isn't it?
We're calling him the legend, the Finnish man.
Oh, God, the poor pet.
I know.
And so that was your Saturday, was it?
Mm-hmm. And then Sunday we left Isla off to.
Where is Isla?
Isla's way to Sploder, to Rossmuck.
Oh, my goodness.
She has not allowed any English.
Okay.
No contact for 4 days, no phone, our phone's at home.
And so are you child-free for 3 weeks?
We're child-free, yeah. Well, Hugo's back on Friday week.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So his is a 2 week course,
his
is it?
His 2 weeks.
Oh my goodness, so what the hell are you doing to have the crack at home?
It hasn't really sunk in yet.
Is this the first time you've been child-free in...
Oh, God.
Ever?
Yeah, for this, yeah, at home. Isla's been away, but never the three of them away at the same time and for this period.
Yeah.
I miss them like crazy.
I'd say so.
Yeah, and especially after having holidays with them. Like, you're just spending so much time with them and then...
Yeah, so you were just back from France.
Just back from France, yeah. So I kept up with Love Island the whole time.
Did you? Online?
Mm-hmm.
If anyone doesn't follow Claire on Instagram, you missed out on some beautiful French content.
Oh, it was lovely. It was really nice.
I looked it.
Yeah, it was lovely. But your Donegal pictures look lovely too.
Thanks, Claire.
My other great love is Donegal.
Oh, listen, I know. What are you doing for the bank holiday weekend?
We are going over to visit Hugo. We're going to Spanish Point, actually.
Oh, amazing.
For a couple of nights. And
oh,
then
gorgeous.
Going to visit him. Yeah, can't wait to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have been watching some TV in the middle of it all.
Shall we talk about telly?
Yeah.
Go on, what have you been watching?
Well, have you been watching anything?
I have been watching a lot of This Is Us.
Oh.
I'm on about series 4.
No.
Yeah, I've been watching Stranger Things.
Oh.
Really into it.
Did you just pick up on season 4 or did you go back?
Do you know what? We actually only picked up on season 4, but we wished that we had watched a bit of season 3. But there's a recap. So if you scroll down through the episodes, there's actually a recap on season 3 on Netflix.
Okay.
Which we hadn't seen but kind of should have watched. Because you know yourself, you just forget. Well, I do anyway.
Oh yeah, I have a useless memory for those types of programmes.
But it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Have you started it?
No. So I only watched series 1 and halfway through season 2. And Hugo actually said to me that they had a different director for season 2. And then they brought back the original for 3 and 4. So he's gone through it all and he loves it. But so many people are talking about this.
Oh, it's brilliant, Claire.
Yeah.
It's I find it much more scary
I've
than the
that.
Other series.
Yeah.
Like I had a nightmare last night. Like, and I'm not a nightmary person. Or like Ethan Craig, what was it, the 2 episodes ago, I was saying to him, geez, I feel on edge. And I she was like, will you walk upstairs with me there, because I'd often head up earlier than him, and I was like, just come upstairs. And he was laughing at me, but he messing, he just like, Rebecca, in my ear as I lay down. I Claire, I screamed. I was so on edge. And then last night woke up dreaming about spiders crawling off. Yeah, it was just... Oh. But it's... Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And I'm loving sitting down with him. Just have... I think I've said this before. I love when we have a series that we're
both love
as into. Mm. And it's I feel like it's more hit and miss with me and Craig. You and Raj, like he likes a lot of the stuff you like.
Yeah, but I think... It's been hard this last while to find something that we both want to really binge.
Oh, try this. Yeah, it's so good.
Should. He'd be into that now.
You would as well.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Mm. And the music, do you hear Kate Bush is number one again? That's fantastic.
I know, it's everywhere now. I was in the coffee shop with Patrick the other day and they were playing it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and are all the same characters still in it? Is Winona Ryder still in it?
It is more or less actually the same cast with a few additions this time around. But yeah, it's the same cast, older. Like, you know, you really feel like you've seen them grow up.
Yeah.
Because they're doing...
How do they deal with that then in between?
It's just so natural because okay. It's like, you know, fast forward.
So it goes 2 years later.
Yes,
or, okay,
it definitely
okay.
does. But what they do is, what it's quite cool as well, is they're doing kind of flashbacks to the Eleven's character.
Oh.
And I kind of can't figure out, is it a bit of CGI or had they recorded it?
God, that would have been very planning foresight.
I can't figure it out because there are scenes where she's looking in the mirror and her reflection is kind of maybe her as a... whatever you
11-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. But the person, so it's so good, Claire. I would recommend.
I know so many people are talking about this series that I will have to,
you will, yeah,
go back and I'll watch the recap.
Exactly. Are you going to skip series 3?
Well, people aren't
mad about it,
although they said series 3 was better than 2.
I think watch it because I think you might be a bit, I think you're
lost.
Better off. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, I'll do that.
So what are you watching?
So I've started to watch a few things. So the first thing, actually, do you remember I talked about how much I liked Australian dramas?
Yeah.
Rog and I are watching an Australian drama at the moment called Mr. In Between.
Okay, I haven't heard of it.
So it's about a hitman, an Australian hitman, and it's... sorry, I've got a frog in my throat. It's comedy drama.
Okay.
But it's really good. And there's actually a really interesting backstory because the guy who wrote it just was like, he was in his 50s and he hadn't done anything like this, I don't think, before.
Oh, wow.
And Helen Mirren and her husband saw the first two series and contacted their agent and said, you need to sign this guy up.
No way.
He's brilliant. And so he is now signed to the same agency as Helen Mirren, Pierce Brosnan, Cate Blanchett. And it's a really good series.
Okay, where can I watch it?
On Disney Plus.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Mr. In Between.
Yeah. So that's definitely worth, and I think it gets better and better and better, so that's really worth a shot. I started watching something over the weekend that I think you're really like called Intimacy.
Okay.
So it's Spanish, and you can watch it either in Spanish and with the subtitles, or you can watch it dubbed, and it's on Netflix. And not really sure where it's going yet. Basically, it starts off with a girl killing herself because intimate videos have been released of her. And then she features the whole way through it as a voice.
Okay.
And there seems this type of thing is happening. Other people, like high profile people. So the assistant mayor, who's a real like kind of rock star politician. And so you're gradually, the backstory to how they came to be in this situation is important, but it's really good.
Do you remember, that kind of reminds me of, do you remember that series a few years ago? Was it 13 Reasons Why or something?
No.
It was a kind of a controversial one. I think, was it Selena Gomez was a producer or an exec on it or something? And it was built around a suicide similarly.
Okay.
But it was quite controversial, I think, at the time. I think there was claims that it was glamorizing suicide for teenagers or something, but that sounds... So what's it called? Sorry, Intimacy.
It's called Intimacy, and it's really good. Actually, speaking of Selena Gomez, we have, as a family, well, three of us have started watching Only Murders in the Building.
I've never heard of that.
No.
I'm so
with
out
Steve
of the loop.
Martin and Martin Short and Selena Gomez.
Okay, I have seen... Yeah.
You probably
okay.
have,
yes,
yeah.
I have seen... I don't know, what did I say, stills of it or something?
Yes, because a new series is out now.
Okay.
So it's very light, it's very easy, but like I think it's a good one to watch with teenagers.
Okay, what age is Steve Martin now?
God, he must be in his 70s, but he's such a pro.
Yeah.
Did you Martin Short.
Did you love Father of the Bride?
Yeah, I did at the time.
I think everybody did.
Yeah. I loved him. Roxanne was the other.
Yeah. The Jerk.
The Jerk. Do I know that? Have I seen that?
Doesn't he play the ukulele in that one?
I know you belong. God, you have such a good memory.
No, Claire, I do not.
Oh, you do? Oh my God, I'm such a...
No, you have a better memory than I do, I'd say.
I don't. But anyway, love him. And what else? Was something else that I started to watch.
Will you watch much over the summer?
Probably not.
No?
Probably not. Just with the evenings being a bit longer... I'm definitely not watching as much TV. I'm still watching Everything I Know About Love.
So, do you know what? Has it come to an end?
I haven't reached the end of it.
Yeah, I kept watching it for a while too, and I still have it recorded, and I loved it. I don't know, I didn't stop on purpose or anything.
But are you... I'm just finding that there's nothing really that I just want to keep watching.
There's nothing that makes you want to keep watching, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, at the moment. Maybe Strange Things for you, you feel that you probably want to keep binging that.
Totally.
Yeah.
They're just so long. They're really long episodes. And we don't watch it until late at night. So that's the only thing stopping me from going back to back with
it. Yeah, wow.
Do you know what I have recorded and I haven't watched it yet? It's called Bump. I think it's about a teenage pregnancy or something.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, that looks good. That's Australian.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
So I have that recorded. What else do I have? I haven't watched loads of telly recently. I've been flipping so busy in work. I've missed out on telly.
Have you watched that thing, the thief, his wife and the canoe?
No, but we spoke about it one night, didn't we?
Yes, because it was on BBC initially, but I think it's on Virgin Media now.
Okay.
And so that's about the real life story of the guy who faked his own death and then... came back and I was actually living in the flat next door to his own house for years and years, maybe 8 years.
Oh my God.
So it's that story. So that's good. Good acting.
I get that on the player.
Yeah.
Because I remember when that came out, we had wanted to watch it.
That's right. And then we missed it on BBC.
Yeah.
And then I watched The Control Room. I don't know if you saw me putting that up on Instagram. It's a BBC drama. And it probably will come to Virgin Media as well. I wouldn't bother.
Okay.
I mean, we watched it, but it was a bit chaotic. And
you are very good at putting things on Instagram, things to watch out for. You are.
Very good, maybe compared to what you're doing. But
which is nothing.
We're not doing, we probably should look at Instagram a little bit more in the autumn.
Do you know what? Maybe over the summer, I'll make more of an effort with the Instagram.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to keep up.
I know.
But yeah, if we see anything...
Yeah, we'll note worthy.
Yeah. There's a couple of things coming up that I've noticed. So, Bad Sisters. Have you heard of this with Sharon Horgan?
Yes.
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 And so, Sarah Green and
she's
Eva...
from Cork, isn't she, Sarah Green?
Yeah. And Eva Birthwhistle. She was in Smother.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's in it.
Oh, cool.
And that's, I think, on the... August the 20th.
Is that Channel 4?
No, it's not actually. It's Apple.
Oh, Apple, okay.
I don't have Apple anymore, but I wouldn't mind subscribing to it for that because I just love Sharon Horgan.
Brilliant Irish talent there.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
And then there's something else. Oh, something that we missed, and they put on two episodes back to back this week. So we've missed two episodes now.
Is
the Newsreader?
Was that an Australian thing as well?
It possibly is, but I'm not sure.
Didn't we speak about that before as
Did
well?
We?
I think so.
Yeah. So those are a couple of things that are coming up that look good. But there's another thing coming out, Under the Banner of Heaven.
Claire, you're all over it this week.
No,
I
think because the autumn schedules are maybe talking about them a little bit more. But this sounds really good. So this has got Daisy Edgar-Jones in it.
Okay.
And again, it's based... on a true story set in the Mormon community of a murder of a mother and her daughter.
Okay.
And the investigation around it and everything that's sort of...
And where is that on?
So Hulu. So usually Hulu is on Disney Plus, I think.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, so there's a good bit coming up.
Yeah. Claire. It's a good roundup.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
There you go. I suppose that's a good enough place to leave it, is it?
Yeah. So a few bits and pieces.
A few bits and pieces to watch over the next while. Keep an eye on the Instagram, I guess.
Yeah.
Stay in touch.
And keep watching Love Island until the end.
When's the finale, do you think?
I reckon it's probably next Sunday, will it be?
Oh, do you think it's that soon?
I think
so. Okay, go on. You're saying Ekansu
and Davide. I think Ekansu and Davide will win. Oh, do you know who I'm kind of rooting for now as well? Danica.
Oh, she drives me cracked.
I know, but...
God.
But I don't think there's any badness in her.
No, I'm sure there's not.
See, I just can't help liking people who are just nice.
Yeah, she's very intense though, isn't she?
Oh my God, she's like HR. She must work in HR, does she?
She's a dancer.
Jesus, she's got a vocation in HR.
What? No, I'm actually not, but I do know that there's a hole in these jobs.
I thought you were just really uncomfortable.
No, I'm just flashing you. Oh, Claire, shall we wrap our first series?
Let's wrap. That's good.
I'm glad we did a final episode, even though it was a bit more on the wing. What did you say? It was a bit more...
On the fly.
On the fly than others. And I just love to see.
Yeah, you too.
And enjoy the break. And talk to you in autumn.
Yeah.